USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chicago Teachers Union has voted to close down in-class learning for our kids. In fact, some other school districts are staying closed too due to COVID-19. This seems to contradict what science and the White House are saying. Jen Psaki from the Lectern Wednesday.
As the president said yesterday, he wants schools to be open. We know they can be open safely, and we're here to help make that happen. And he agrees with medical, scientific, and education experts that because of the historic work we've done, we are more than equipped to ensure schools are open.
A dishonest juror may have given defense attorneys for Ghislaine Maxwell a new trial after a juror said in media interviews that he was the victim of sexual abuse as a child, yet that information was not disclosed during jury selection. Maxwell was convicted last month on 5 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a minor. Prosecutors also asked Judge Allison Nathan to bring back the juror to question him about the comments. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. You'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Even with all the masking, distancing, and pandemic precautions in California, the virus continues to have increased numbers.
California officials are citing what they refer to as an astonishing spike in coronavirus cases from overwhelmed hospitals. But the state's health director said Wednesday that additional restrictions are not being considered. California's confirmed cases have shot up nearly 500% in the last 2 weeks, and hospitalizations have doubled since Christmas to more than 8,000. State models forecast hospitalizations could top 20,000 by early February. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It should be noted, Dr. Fauci this week announced some hospitalization numbers may be inflated. As when someone breaks a leg or has an appendicitis and goes to the hospital for help, they're tested for COVID. If they test positive, they will be included in the hospitalization count because they were at the hospital when tested. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Supply Chain Task Force leader John Porcari from the White House Lectern Wednesday reflects on last year's holiday supply chain numbers. Here's some of that briefing.
The president saw early on how the pandemic was putting our supply chains to the test. In February, he issued an executive order requiring agencies to produce reports identifying challenges in our supply chains for a set of critical products and for a set of critical industries. When the first reports were released in June, he created a supply chain disruptions task force at the cabinet level to use every government lever to address the near-term disruptions related to the pandemic. One area he asked the task force to focus on was ports and trucking. In July, Secretary Buttigieg convened all of the key players from the goods movement supply chain, ports, labor, trucking, businesses, and more. In August, I joined the effort to serve as an honest broker who could help move everyone from finger-pointing towards taking action. By October, the president brought together the nation's largest retailers, ports, and labor, and earned commitments from all to move toward a 24/7 supply chain system. We also worked with the ports to propose fees on ocean carriers that were leaving import containers at the ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach for too long. This fee has helped lead to a 40% reduction in long-dwelling containers at those two ports.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.